going on with each one of you on this beautiful, fabulous Posse Thursday. I hope all is going well with each one of you. And I want to thank y'all for joining me again on this Positive Thursday. For today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone, the reason why I said, okay, let me tell you this. I'm going to start all over then again. How are y'all doing on this Positive Thursday? I hope all is well with y'all today. On this Positive Thursday topic, it's a very interesting suspense topic. And the only reason why I said that is because many people have different viewpoints on voting, whether you believe in voting or not. On Tuesday, it was the first debate with Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And it was like they was going into a boxing match. You know how when people be fighting in the boxing ring, like them pro wrestlers, pow, 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 pow. That's how it was when Joe Biden and Trump was debating. I mean, it was something else, I tell y'all. Okay, now, it was like all hell was about to break loose. Now, this is what I also want to say. Regardless of how, you know, regardless of what party, you know, y'all decide to vote for, you know, our voice, it makes a difference. You know, whether, you know, you want, like I said before, whether you believe in voting or not, but standing up for what you believe in, it can play a big part in changing this world. No one person can't do everything, but taking your own part in doing what you know that's right in your heart is very important. And that's why I'm going to share 15 good reasons to vote. And the number one reason I have for the reason that it is good to vote, it gives you power, it gives you strength, it helps you to change the world. And number two, you are given the opportunity to do what others can't do. The only reason why I said that is because years ago, back in slavery time, you know, women, you know, they didn't even have the right to vote. And even minorities didn't have the right to vote. But we do. So if you have a chance and if you can vote, vote with no excuses. Moving forward, number three on a list of 15 good reasons to vote. Number three, I have the community. Your community depends on you. Our communities are made up of friends, loved ones, neighbors, children. Some may not even know how important voting is. Number four, voting is an opportunity for change. Do you want to make a positive impact? Voting gives you that chance to support candidates and ballots in multiple states and communities. Number five, it's your money. For those of you listeners that pay taxes, do you know your money is being used? And voting is a chance for you to choose how your money is spent, especially when it includes tax dollars. I mean, who likes paying taxes? I know I don't, but, you know, we have no other choice. Number six, elections have consequences. You have the power to decide on the quality of life you want for your life and future generations to come. Yes, we do. Some people don't even realize that voting, when you vote, it's so much more than voting for the candidate that you like. I mean, it gives you the opportunity to help change laws and just use your voice. And I know some people may not agree with that, but voting, I mean, it can be looked at in different views and different ways. And after this podcast, I'm going to leave my email address. I'm going to leave you know, information on how y'all can get in contact with me, because I want to hear your feedback on what y'all think about voting and why do you think that it's good to vote? I would love to hear that, because I think it's always good to hear other people's point of views of different topics. I really believe that. And it's interesting too, and it's fun to see how people in life look at certain things, especially when it comes to voting and, you know, to the voting and debating, because that, you know, it can go a long way, you know, having people ideas and inputs of what they think and, you know, so forth. So I'm on number four on, fifteen good way reasons why we should vote. Okay. Voting. I think I said number four, everyone. Let me slow down. I'm actually on number 6, but the last one I just mentioned about 15 good reasons to vote is, you know, it's, you know, when you, you know, pay for taxes, they, you know, your money is spent, you know, and you don't have, you don't know where the tax money is going to. They just spend it the way they want to. Number 6 for a good reason to vote is elections have consequences. You have the power to decide on the quality of life you want for yourself and future generations. Number 7, help. It can help you open up your heart and mind on a way you see the world and how voting can be so damn complete fun. Yes, voting can be fun. It don't have to be all serious, and people don't have to be all tensed up with their shoulders all up. I just want to make y'all laugh because I think, like I always say before, I said before in previous podcasts, my previous 5 podcasts, laughter is so good for the heart, mind, body, and spirit. It really is. Number 8 on the list of 15 good reasons to vote. Because it can make you laugh so damn hard that you find yourself lying on the floor and you can't get up. Can somebody help me get up off this cold damn floor? Number 9, because you don't want to lose your damn mind because you didn't vote, and then the candidate that you wanted to get in didn't win because you didn't vote. So that's why it's important to get out there and vote. Number 10. You can gain a lot of wisdom and knowledge. Number 11, because you don't want to feel like that. You don't want to. Number 11, another good reason why is a good reason to vote. Because you don't want to feel like S-H-I-T because you didn't vote. And y'all know what S-H-I-T mean. You don't want to feel bad. Another term for bad. Number 12. It will make you want to dance because the person you voted for, they won. Yeah. Hell yes. Party over here. Party over there. Party over here. Party over there. Number 13, it will make you happy. And number 15, it can give you peace in your mind. I mean, I'm moving fast. Number 14, this is what I want to say. It'll help to give you peace in your mind. And number 15, last but not least, it'll make you feel more like a superhero, like you're powerful because you're using your voice and you're standing for what you believe in. And that's the 15 good reasons why I say we should get out there and vote. It's so much more to it. And I want to share audio with each one of you of the debate. For those of you that have seen it on Tuesday, the debate between Joe Biden and Trump, it was so deep. I want to share a couple minute clip about the debate with each one of you. And then we're going to dissect it a little bit. I'm going to put my input in, and I want to hear your input of what y'all think about it. I knew I said I was going to share the clip with y'all about the debate, this past debate, the audio clip. I'm going to have to share that with y'all another time because my audio is acting up, the internet service. You know how sometimes with the audio and stuff like that acts up, but it happens, you know. So this shows you that I'm a human, and I'm very transparent, and I'm not trying to be perfect. But y'all can go on YouTube to check out the debate, you know, from Tuesday. For those of you that haven't seen it, you can see it for yourself on YouTube, or just punch it in your up in your phone, Google, and it'll come right up. But it was really interesting, and it make you think and just see how people think their people beliefs on you know, different viewpoints on life. And it's really deep. It goes more further than that. But I want to move forward with this positive Thursdays of 15 good reasons you should vote. I know I shared a 15 good reason with y'all to vote already. And I want to have some fun. Today is Thursday, positive Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. Yes. And I cannot believe that we're in the month of October. I mean, time don't wait for no one. I mean, time flies just like a flying bird, flying fast to the fast in the sky, flying fast to the sky, so high. That didn't make any sense, right, y'all? It didn't make any sense. But anyway, I want to know: do y'all have any plans this upcoming weekend? Are y'all doing like y'all fall shopping? And especially you ladies, you know how we love shopping. And you guys, I know y'all like shopping too. But back to the main discussion, what I was talking about good reasons why we should all vote. I want to play the word game. And it's going to call funny reasons why we should vote. The number one funny reason why we should vote is this. Okay, we're going to start with each initial. I'm going to start with the word reason. R stands for woo woo. E stands for ew. O stands for opportunity. Let me get my words together. I said R E and I said A. Wait a minute, let me get it together, everyone. Okay, S stands for you better stand. O stands for oh, wow. Voting is almost here. Wait a minute. Let me get the words together. I'm going to start all over again. Because I know I'm all over the place. All over the place. See, that tells you, everyone, that I'm the kind of woman. For those of you who haven't met me face to face, I might sometimes come off as, like, really serious. But I'm a very, very sweet woman. And I know how to, you know, build boundaries and speak up when I have to. But anyway, besides all that, when I talk fast, I can get my words all mixed up and I can laugh. Like I right now, I was trying to share with y'all funny reasons, like have a word game with y'all. Like we can have like a funny word game, funny reasons on why we should vote. Like I share with each one of you 15 good reasons why you should vote. And I can also share with you funny reasons why you should vote. And the funny reason why we should vote is that if we don't stand for something, we're going to fall straight to the ground. If you don't stand for something, you can stand for anything. I forgot that old saying. I forgot. It's an old saying like that. It's an old saying. Okay, moving forward, everyone. Hey, everyone. I have the funny reasons to vote. And what I'm going to do is, okay, for each word phrase, I'm going to initial. For each word that has a beginning letter, I'm going to have a funny phrase to go along with it. So, funny reasons we should vote. Wait a minute, excuse me. Funny reasons to vote. That's what I'm going to make my funny phrases out of. So, the word through, I'm going to start with the letter F. Fuel. Your fire to get out and vote. That's F. You know what to do. And now, not later. Let's see. I think I spelled something wrong. E. Yeah. L. Let's go. Let's see. I think I messed something up, everyone. Let me start over again. Let me get it right. I know I'm skipping words. It's not Friday yet. All right, I'm going to start all over again. I know you're probably like, Zuri is silly. She is so silly. She sounds like something like me sometimes when I try to do something or say something funny and my words just get all mixed up like I had a drink or something. All right, I'm going to start this all over again. Funny reasons to vote. So I'm going to start with the word funny. So F is the first initial. Through your fire to get out and vote. You know what to do. N, now, not later. N, na, na. Y, you. And that was the word funny. Now I'm going to do the word reason. R, ready or not, here I come. E, ew. A, you. S, same shit. O, oh boy, here we go. Initial N. News. S. Super sexy. T. Turn up. O. Over the rainbow. Somewhere over the rainbow. V. Vote. T. Sure, you're going. Let me see. T. Time sure is going fast. And for the last word, this is going to be the word E. E. Can someone give me some limit for the letter E for vote? E. I'm just making up anything, y'all. I just want to just have some fun and make y'all laugh. Because I know now, you know, everyone have difficult situations in their lives and things that may be happening, whether you lost a loved one or just trying to make it through everyday life where everything going on. I know sometimes it's hard to laugh, even with myself. So I'm learning how to loosen up, and me being able to talk to each one of you and laugh and act silly and get words all mixed up and me not pronouncing the words right. Some of the words I'm supposed to say, they don't even sound right. That's funny. And I know y'all probably laughing too. Y'all probably like, Dad, this is a real person. You know, she's not afraid to make mistakes. You know, she can laugh about it. And that's what life is about. You know, we are not perfect. We all have flaws. And, you know, mistakes happen. But I'm so happy to know that I was able to make someone laugh. Well, each one of you laugh. Moving forward. So, how is the weather where you're at? Is it getting cool where you're at? I know here where I'm at in Philly, the weather is changing. You can tell that the fall is here. The leaves are changing. It's getting cold. I can bring out my winter boots. And for those of you listeners that's tuning in from the tri-state area, Jersey area, or in Philly, y'all see how the weather changing. And all over, I know the weather is changing in different areas. So, yeah, time is just flying. And I'm still thinking to myself, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, I'm like, wow, we're actually in the month of October. And we have two more months left. And we'll be ending 2020. And we'll be going into a new year, 2021. Time don't wait for no one. I tell you, time don't wait for no one. So I know everybody probably, you know how, like, when the new year start, you know how, like, before the new year started, everybody had their new year's resolutions and everything like that, and things they want to do in the new year. That's like a ritual, you know, but I'm starting on mine now. Like, all of my goals or anything that I want to do, I'm writing them down now, and I'm not going to wait till the new year's. I'm going to start right now, and I'm going to get the head start. All right, y'all. I want to go into a short commercial break. And when I get back, I want to finish discussing the Positive Thursday topic for today, 15 good reasons to vote. All right, y'all. I'll be back after this commercial break. This commercial break is brought to you by Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check out Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go every Wednesday on Zoe Flower YouTube page. All right, y'all, I'm back. I'm back from the commercial break. Y'all probably like, dang, that was fast. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, that was fast. I'm back to the finished off topic for today. Good reasons to vote is so much. Let me tell y'all this, everyone. Time fly by so fast. And for those of you that decide to vote, get out there and vote and use your voice. Good reasons to vote is so much more than voting. It's about taking action, standing up for what you believe in. In life, people agree and disagree on things, which is a noun. It's like, you know, excuse me, let me say that again. In life, people disagree and agree on certain things. You know, regardless of, you know, what party you're voting for, you know, people have a big opinion, you know, on voting. And they think it's more about just voting for a person that they think going to change everything. But the main reason is this. Voting is about change. Change within ourselves. Because one person can't do everything, and we all take our own, we all do our own part to do the things that we can do to change this world. We can all make this world a better place. One person can't do everything. You know, we have a lot of racism going on. You know, lives has been affected by the coronavirus, and millions of people had died. So this year, 2020, been crazy. So I know, you know, many of you listeners, you know, who are voting, y'all have strong reasons why y'all voting. And then for some of you who don't vote, y'all have y'all reasons why y'all don't vote. And, you know, and that's okay because, you know, that's freedom of speech and everybody having their own opinion and viewpoint on different things and how they see the world. And that's what makes life what it is. And that's what makes us all unique and different in our own way. Using your voice, not only just to vote, you know, and using it in different ways and standing up for different things can not only just, you know, build character within ourselves. Not saying that y'all don't have character. I don't know all of y'all personally, but when you stand for something, you stand for a lot. Whatever that belief is, you have the reason why you vote in. And, you know, for everyone that's listening around the world, I just want to just say thank you for tuning in on this Positive Thursday. And I'm glad that it inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others because there is powers in the numbers. And I would love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Email me on here. I want to get your input or what y'all think about good reasons why y'all think voting is okay. Or whatever reason, you know, y'all want to give your input on this podcast, I appreciate that. Send me a message on here. And you can also email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com and connect with me. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Zoeflower Twitter. And I'm on Instagram, Zoeflower8. At Instagram, and subscribe to my YouTube page, Zoe Flower. I don't know if I said that, y'all. I'm on YouTube as well, too. And subscribe. I really will appreciate that. Zoe Flower. And share this podcast with others because it is powers in the numbers. And I truly appreciate y'all for joining me on this Positive Thursday. Y'all stay safe. And just keep your head up. Keep the faith. Stay positive. Laugh. Loosen up. It's okay to laugh and smile sometimes, even though it may be hard, do it. And I'm so glad I was able to make y'all laugh too. And y'all should see me, y'all. As I was talking to y'all on this podcast, doing this podcast and talking to y'all about the topic and just, you know, having a ball, I got my hot chocolate. You know how, I know this off a topic, but anyway, you know how like when you had that taste or craving for something, I had a craving for a hot chocolate. So I got me a large hot chocolate from Dunkin' Donuts, which is something I usually don't do often. I don't drink hot chocolate often, but I just had a taste for it. So I don't think it's nothing wrong for, you know, for treating yourself to something that you enjoy. Nothing wrong with that. All right, y'all. Y'all enjoy the rest of your week. God bless y'all. And I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday, y'all. Stay safe.